12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais.
Hello, and welcome to episode 8 of Unquiet Blood. This is season 2, and it's a game of Vampire 5e. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais, and I've got some players with me that are going to introduce themselves because I am too lazy to do it.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I am playing the gangrel Isha, who you do not want to get on the wrong side of because she's got pigeons.
Hello, I am playing the Tremere Dia, and she doesn't have pigeons, but she'll say the wrong thing, that's for sure.
Hi, y'all. I'm playing the Bruja, Luke Rage. That name is really unbelievably ironical because he is clearly the most level-headed, thoughtful, and considerate member of the party who never once actually just does things on instinct.
Hello, I am playing Maria. She is a toreador and an artiste and always dressed for the occasion, even if it's in the sewer.
Hi, this is Wes. I'm playing John LaRoche. And yeah, I was the responsible one last game, and I'm not quite sure what to make of that. It's a weird feeling. I do know that I want to get a werewolf high on cocaine and feed on them to just see where it goes. That's something John definitely would like to do at some point. I'm sure it'd be fine.
Oh, man. So speaking of things that are totally fine, last episode, our intrepid adventurers went and scoped out the building that belongs to the prince. And things went a little awry. Raina got punched in the face by a certain party member.
I don't understand how that's a problem or an issue that I need to address.
And she was dealt with by pigeons. And there was a convincing of the werewolves to bust in during the daytime hours and see what they could destroy and mess up in the building. And you still have most of the rest of the evening, so you decided to go check in on your friends, the Nosferatu. And that's where we're going to pick up, at Boardroom de Nosferatu, down in the sewers, your favorite place.
Mm-hmm. All right. So are they... It's Gladys, right? Is she present?
Gladys is present and holding boardroom court once again, if you sneak up and look in the window.
I would love to know what the tone of this is before we go barging in.
You can hear her shouting well before you get to the door.
Oof.
Just screaming about, and I couldn't find her, and I don't know what she's doing, and she's fucking just you stupid, and just losing her shit in front of her followers.
We need to use this to our advantage.
Definitely.
All right, so she's obviously had no luck in finding...
Would it be best if we tracked Raina down first? Gladys seems even more incompetent than I
fair
thought
point.
She was.
Well, fair, I mean, we are point. Standing in a sewer next to a boardroom. That's not really the pinnacle of, you know, rulership.
Yeah, but if I feel like if we've tried to find Raina...
Should we split up? Maybe.
That didn't quite work out as intended last
no.
time.
No.
And if we do decide to get Raina, it's going to take all of us.
Also true. Yeah.
Well, maybe what we do is talk with the Nosferatu now and offer our services to draw Raina out and help them help themselves, as it were.
That works for sure.
It would, except everyone here except Maria is on a kill list.
Yeah, one list or another, or both. So...
was about to say, I helped her, so...
Sort of. Remember the end of that bedside manner you had when you're like, all right, fuck it, well, go away.
Well, look, but the help had happened, and I think that's what counts karmically.
It just seems like if we could send Maria in with the information already, then less chance of having to take Gladys out right now.
Well, Isha, you are our tracker, so we will follow your lead and we will try... Are we trying to capture Reyna and then bring her down to the boardroom or just find out where she is and say, here she is?
Yes, that one.
All right. So we make our way away from the boardroom of shouting and shit and head for the top. And, you know, Isha, it's all on you now because you are our...
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were going to offer this to them first before we go find her.
No, because everyone's on a kill list but you, unless you want to go in by yourself say, look, we're willing to help you out. The other problem with that is they're going to see it as a play.
Right.
So offering her up and knowing where she's at is going to be a better way to go.
Okay.
You guys are right. So let's go for the how do we track?
Yeah, how do we find Reyna?
Wow.
Follow the smell of pigeon dung.
I will offer up that normally the enforcers would be by the prince's side, and that it was interesting that she was down on the warehouse dock. She was in a heated discussion with someone there who was questioning why she was on the dock.
Why she was there, yep.
I think we start back at the loading dock.
Let's be clear. Isha, you are our lead on this, and all the rest of us are going to not fuck anything up. We're going to try really hard. I'm just putting that out there for all of us, including myself, because I have not had cocaine in a few days, and I'm really jonesing. But at this point, we need to make this work. So let's just keep ourselves from punching anyone first and asking questions later. Okay, Luke, please.
Yes, you know what? I will do the best I can do.
That's all I can ask. And anyway, let's go.
Let's try it.
Let's try. Okay. See how this goes.
So you head back up towards the Prince's building and I guess go hang around back by the loading dock and see what you can see.
Yes.
Let's just loiter.
Yes.
We'll try to
scroll to loiter. I will stay very far out of sight.
Well, maybe like would Streetwise or anything else help us pick up on anything? And I don't know, Pooja, what kind of tracking abilities Isha has.
Mainly, I rely on my animal compatriots to help me with that. And I can sneak around and be very intimidating.
So maybe we hang back and let you do that.
I mean, it's not like they don't know we've been down here already. So what I could do is go question the loading dock manager in the, like, why the hell were you letting Reyna down here? When was the last time you saw her? That kind of.
Okay. So the loading dock manager is out there shouting orders at people and, you know, checking stuff off on their clipboard and doing general managerial things.
I'm going to go up in my best, you have fucked up and I have come to take it out of your hide kind of manner and just straight up be like, so you've just been letting anyone down here now, right?
Hey, I don't know you. What are you talking about?
Because from what I hear, Reyna's been nosing around and you're just letting anyone come down and scope out the goods.
I don't know you from Eve at this point. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're talking about.
All you need to know is the prince is unhappy with your performance.
Let's do manipulation and intimidate.
And I got 3 successes.
Okay. Whoa. Let's back this up a couple of pegs here. And look, yeah, she was nosing around. She was nosing around tonight again. I kicked her out.
How long was she here?
Just a few minutes ago.
And are you sure she left?
And I kicked her out. I've been trying to keep her out, but you know, she's at a higher level than I am. There's only so much I can do, and I'm sure the prince is aware of that.
The prince is aware. It does not mean he accepts. You know how he is.
I do.
And for the sake of both of our throats, tell me where she went. I will deal with it.
You know, I'm not exactly sure where she went. I just needed her off of my dock so I could get the shipments in and out. I know there's a bar she likes to hang out that's not far from here. Maybe she went there.
Fine. Which bar?
The Eagle Eye.
Well, I suppose that's the best we can do for now. I'll try to take care of the situation before it comes down on both of us.
I would appreciate that. I'm just trying to do my job here.
And I turn and stalk off.
And he looks shaken, but just goes back to barking orders at people.
Well, Raina's trying to get her claws into whatever is going on down here. The manager ran her off, and she likes to go to a bar called the Eagle Eye.
Wow, another animal-related pub.
Oh, great.
I wonder, is she smuggling something in that shouldn't be in those boxes?
Yeah, do we have any idea what's in those boxes?
Well, from what we saw yesterday, it's mostly antiques, cocaine.
What?
John?
Or is she scheming off the top? Like maybe taking some of the cocaine and selling it? I don't know, but what reason would she have to be at the docks?
I do feel we need to get at the bottom of this, find out what she's doing.
Calm down, John.
I'm just saying.
Well, first things first, let's see if we can figure out where she is. The dock manager had no idea why she would be down there, but does know that she's not supposed to be.
Okay. So there's something going on here that's the prince's business, that Raina wants to know what's going on.
Or it's not sanctioned by the prince, whatever she's doing.
Yeah, whatever she's doing down here. All right, well, let's try to find this Eagle Eye bar, maybe scope that out, make sure she's there, and then we point Gladys to the Eagle Eye bar and see what happens.
Yes.
Sounds like a plan.
Nothing could go wrong.
Nothing.
Just to remind you, like two nights ago, I got like a brick of cocaine from Armadillos. And I've just been carrying around.
Oh, boy.
It's 1974, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It could be used as a weapon as well as recreational.
Yeah.
It could be a recreational weapon. Who knows?
Should you need to brain someone with your brick of cocaine?
Would we be better served in our plans if we somehow let the prince know that he was being deceived by Raina? She's plotting with the Nosferatu, obviously deceiving them because she would never let them become in charge. She's doing something on that dock, either smuggling or scheming or something. She is up to no good.
Well, I mean, so the prince wants us to get rid of the werewolves, which we can't do. I think that instead of us telling the prince what's going on with Raina, if we find out what's going on with Raina, we tell the dock worker manager, with whatever evidence we can give him, he can go to the prince to look good, because they're going to get hit tomorrow. We then go and tell the Nosferatu where Raina is, and that they have to make their move tonight. Still relatively early, we can get the ball rolling to get some chaos going. Basically, the goal is to keep ourselves out of the fighting for as long as possible. Let them be weakened, and then we swoop in.
If we can make sure the prince is here at the end of the evening,
right,
then all of our problems are solved.
Hopefully.
Agreed.
So let's go to the bar and see if we can suss out what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any one of us that she hasn't interacted with? I think Maria, again, is the only one.
Yep.
So Maria may have to go in and ask some pointed questions while we stay outside and see if we can see what's going on. Then we give that information to the dock worker, and then we go speak with the Nosferatu. That's about as Machiavellian as I can get without drinking. So,
mm-hmm. Yes, and I guess if worse comes to worse, we could just use this brick of cocaine you always have on you as a prop and just frame Reyna. Say, hey, look who's been stealing.
That is also.
Yeah, just to, you know, as a backup.
So long as I get that brick back.
Right, you know, well, I can't guarantee anything.
That's like at least $600 with the cocaine right there.
Oh, John, you can afford $600.
Exactly, it's fine.
All right, I can afford $600, but I don't want to. Rich people don't spend money, that's why they're rich. We steal from others, that's how it works.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you got the $600 in the first place, so...
Also true. It's not like you have a job.
I took it off a dead Renfield, okay?
All right, so you're heading over towards the Eagle Eye Bar, then, and sending in Maria.
Yes.
Yep. A spy okay. extraordinaire.
The only one who hasn't punched Reyna.
Yep.
I mean, technically, I don't think Dia and I have punched her. We're also not her favorite people.
No.
Okay. So you walk in alone then?
God help me, yes.
Okay.
We're like right outside.
Yeah.
Do you want me to send Charlie with you? You want me to send the hawk with you?
into the bar?
Into the eagle's eye?
Why not?
It sounds like the beginning of a joke. A vampire and a hawk walk into a bar.
Fine. Charlie's rather insulted, though.
No, I just don't know indoors how...
You know, honestly, though, Maria...
Useful she would be.
With the way that you are... It would just look normal for a woman of your stature and with dress the way you are just to randomly have a hawk on your shoulder and just act like that's the way things are.
You could totally pull it off.
The claws would snag the fabric.
True.
Fine. I've got the booties.
I'll be all right. Enjoying the show? Then take a moment to join our Patreon. Support the podcast and get early access to episodes and bonus content. Head to 12 Sided Stories Patreon today.
So you walk into, a vampire walks into a bar. And Charlie wouldn't have liked it in there. You see very quickly why it's called the Eagle Eye. And it is just decorated top to bottom with taxidermy.
Oh, God.
Oh, Charlie.
And, you know, very obvious hunting trophies. It's dimly lit, and Reyna is sitting in the back corner booth.
I slide into the booth, like, across from her.
Can I help you?
Well, possibly.
I'm not here to help anybody but myself right now, and I'm helping myself to this drink, so you can just fuck off.
Well, I may do that later, but right now I had some questions for you.
And I should give a shit why?
Because we know.
You know.
Don't try to BS me. We know. Gladys, the Nosferatu.
What about?
Kill lists.
Okay.
The dock, the loading dock.
As fascinating as this list of bullshit is, you can, like I said, just fuck right off.
All right, I will, after I tell the prince that you're planning to betray him.
Excuse me?
Do you want to talk now?
I don't take kindly to threats. And you can see her sort of, if she had hackles, they would be up right now.
I'm offering to talk. More likely, I'm offering to listen.
How about a roll? I think this is a good time for some manipulation and persuasion.
Excellent.
It's all the dice.
Four successes.
Wow. Holy shit. Okay. Go on.
What is your game? What are you sneaking onto the docks?
I'm not sneaking anything off the docks.
What are you bringing in then?
Look, clearly things are not as they should be. Here in the city. It's time for a change. And for a change, you need an army.
And an army needs weapons? Or you just need a bigger army?
An army needs a way in.
Go on.
Look, why should I tell you anything? Why should I believe truly that you are in contact with the prince? What does this serve me giving you this information?
You're not the only one with an army. Let's start with that.
Are you proposing a fucking alliance, or...
You can't be trusted. I think that's very obvious. All we want is to be left alone, honestly.
Well...
I don't want to run the city. I don't care about such things. I do care about people being held prisoner. I care about my friends being harassed and sent on impossible missions where we would all get killed. Those are things I care about. And I think you know exactly what I'm talking about.
What I do know is that it sounds like some of our goals align, and I could always use more in my army. Look, the prince is not easy to get to. Trust me, I know I've been his right-hand woman for a very long time.
Suppose we could get to him during the day. How would that be accomplished?
It wouldn't be easy. He has a bunker for the day that very few have ever had access to.
Are you one of them?
Maybe.
So what was your goal with the Nosferatu? You know you weren't going to make Gladys prince.
Gladys prince? Good lord. No, but she has her use.
Yes, get all the Nosferatu on your side and then double-cross her at the end. She just doesn't realize that's what your plan was. But we both know the truth.
Gladys is not equipped to run this city. Not the way that I am.
So if there were a way into the bunker during the day, how would we accomplish that? Is there a security door? How many guards? Where is it?
And you can see that, like, the gears are turning in her head. And she's trying to figure out, like, how much information to give you and to trust you with. And she pulls out a pen, starts scribbling down on a napkin. And things would be a lot easier without the prince in play. It's crude, but this should help you. And she slings the napkin your way, slams down the rest of her drink, and starts getting up from the booth. And on the napkin is a very crude map and a series of numbers that look like a code.
Okay. Before you go, if we decide to help you, we want assurances.
Of what?
Edie goes free and is allowed to return to her business. We face no retribution, and the wolves are left alone.
I don't give a shit about any of you, so that's fine by me.
Then I will talk with my people.
Yeah, you do that. And she heads towards the door unless you're going to stop her.
No. I think we got what we wanted.
Okay.
Okay, so I go outside and I bleh, tell them all that.
You bleh?
I bleh. I know. Yes. Bleh.
Bleh. You tell me your exposition. Bleh. So I think we need to get this back to the werewolves as quickly as possible so that they have the upper hand. Now, here's a question. My favorite vampires. I don't know about you. I mean, she gave us her assurance that she wouldn't bother the werewolves or bother us. I don't believe that.
No.
No.
And Gladys, I think a triple cross at this point is the way to go.
Absolutely.
Dang.
100%.
Let's go talk with the werewolves. Give the werewolves the information.
My question is, who would we put in charge? Because you know the Camarilla is not going to let an area like this just go ungoverned.
Good point. I mean, we could put Gladys in. She's stupid and...
She would last approximately 3.4 nights before someone just did away with her through her own stupidity.
Yes, she's too stupid.
We need to figure out a puppet then that won't bother us. That's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Unless one of us steps in and takes up the mantle and then all of a sudden it's a lot more responsibility than any of us really want.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yes.
I mean, I know I want to double cross and kill Reyna. I would really, really, really like that. But maybe, at least for now, she's the best option. Because if we go along with this, she owes us.
True.
Would she respect that, though?
I'm pretty sure the first thing Reyna would do would kill us all.
Yeah. Damn it. Good point.
I think what we do is we kill them all and let the Camarilla figure it out. They know their own, so...
And you know what? If they pick someone terrible, we'll just do it again.
Right. If we get the werewolves on our side, then we have a pretty strong muscle to flex when we need it. We leave them alone and help them out with their careers. whatever that is, be it alternative or mainstream, and we do what we need to do.
Yeah, I think I say, yeah, let's just kill the prince, kill Reyna. If Gladys dies in the middle of it, that's fine too.
That's the best solution at the moment, is to sick Gladys on Reyna. Even if Gladys is unable to actually take Reyna out before she dies herself, they're both weakened.
We tell Gladys too late tonight, so she cannot do anything about it till tomorrow, after the prince has been taken out. That way, Reyna sees that we've done something to help her out right before Gladys attacks her. And then we let the chips fall where they may.
Mm-hmm. But what do we tell Gladys? That we've already told Gladys that Reyna is out to get her.
Yes, now we're just relying on her incompetence for her not to find Reyna for another night.
Yeah.
I mean, she is pretty incompetent.
But my one counter to that is, if we take out the prince, then Reyna will assume the mantle, and now she's got all the protection of the prince. If we can orchestrate it that they all go down at the same time, but now Reyna didn't tell you where she was going, right, Michelle?
No. No, she did not. John, do you know anyone in the Camarilla who would take over and be the prince of the area?
Mac, how connected is John to the Camarilla? I mean, would I, after all these years, know a good chunk of the older guard? Would I have an idea?
You would know some folks, but I got the sense that your character has been very distant from the Camarilla.
I have been, yes.
So, you know, it doesn't seem to me character-wise that you would have a lot of contacts within.
So I wouldn't have any idea about who politically would probably be installed if there was a power vacuum.
You're not sure who there would be installed, but probably the person most connected at this point that you are aware of is probably Edie.
Oh,
huh.
I did not think of that. That would be perfect.
Oh, yes. I like that idea.
We could get rid of all three of them and put Edie in, and then she can't be mad at me anymore for getting her in prison.
Yep.
And being at the scene when her favorite ghoul died.
Let's not go over all of it. It's okay. We yeah. understand.
Some things are better left unsaid.
Oh, right. Yes. Of course.
Forgetting about the past is the best way to never repeat it. All right, let's go talk to the werewolves. We got a lot to get done tonight.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've overthrown a government.
Well, before we do that, since we're still, like, in the area with Gladys, if we, like, drop a note again, being like, hey, Reyna was sighted leaving the Eagle Eye a few minutes ago, would that take enough time for them to, like, actually track her down? Like, but they could still get in their dust up tonight. So we're not giving them the exact location, but we are telling them, like, a starting place where they would then... I mean, they can't be that incompetent. They're still kindred.
So, okay, hear me out on this, Isha. You could, because you definitely can play the military, you know, card with them. You could go offer to not be involved, but guide them to an area to make as much noise as possible. Maybe you and someone else go, and then the rest of us will go to the werewolves with the understanding that you guys will just kind of, you know, give them some guidance on how to proceed if they want it. Thoughts?
Possibly. I mean, Maria, would you like to venture back down into the sewers with me?
Oh, well, I've already dirtied these shoes, of course.
I mean, all the clothes will have to be burned.
Of course, that's what I did with the last set.
Luke and Dia and I will go to the werewolves.
Yes.
Yep, that seems reasonable.
Okay.
All right, so we're splitting up.
That always goes real well.
Yeah. It does. It's perfect. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Let's start out with Team Werewolf.
So head over there with our information in our hand. And see if Morgan will give us an audience.
And she opens the door and lets you in as usual.
Hello, we have some more information for you that will be very helpful for tomorrow.
I'm a fan of information, so lay it on me.
So here is where his bunker is. And I know it's a crudely drawn map, but it also has the security codes to all the doors to get to it. So that should be very helpful.
How'd you manage to dig that up?
We found a disgruntled employee who was willing to part with the information.
And you trust it?
I do. I don't trust the employee, but I know her motives, and I trust that.
All right. Well, this is a lot more helpful than what you gave me previously, so...
You should know that the deal we made is that if this employee is installed as the ruler of the city, they are going to leave you alone, and us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be much appreciated.
That is the deal. Well, I want to be transparent with you so we can always work together and trust one another. It's important for these types of things.
Trust is paramount.
Anyway, was there anything else, my friends, we need to do, to say?
Nope. Nope.
No.
Nothing else you need from us?
I wish there was. Is Tyler still here?
Yes, Tyler's in the back.
I mean, do we have to go away? I mean, we could have a couple of drinks.
We can stay around.
We can just party.
We can for a while. Yeah, let's party for a while. I mean, come on.
Honestly, I mean, needed to relax.
You have that brick of cocaine.
We have a brick of cocaine, and like I've heard so much about, you know, werewolves and partying. So let's see how this goes.
Yeah. Roll to party. I need that on a t-shirt.
But roll to fight for your right to party.
Party. You would roll stamina and athletics.
That's
right. So you guys stay behind to party with the werewolves. All right. Let's go back to Maria and Isha then, who are in the lovely sewers again tonight.
Excellent.
So I'm assuming you're heading to the boardroom?
Yes.
Okay.
And were we just leaving a note?
I mean, you have that rapport with Josiah. Could we use that again? Is it too blasé to keep returning to the same well?
Or sewer.
And we're just letting them know where we just saw Raina, and that's it, right? Okay, I'm just making sure before we go in.
I don't want to offer alliances to...
Oh, no.
...lesser beings. And it just reflects badly on all of us.
It's a Nosferatu no.
She put the no in Nosferatu. No.
Nosferatu you.
Oh. That was a great one.
That was really good.
Oh, my.
So either pass a note, let Josiah know that we want to get his standing up with his mistress.
Is he in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So...
Yeah, everybody's in the boardroom, and you left and came back, and she is still carrying on.
So I'm just going to knock on the door. I know we could just walk in, but I'm trying to be polite.
And you knock, and all of the jabbering goes completely silent. And you hear Gladys go, "The fuck? One of you, open the door. I don't care who. Open the door." And Josiah actually comes over and opens the door a little bit and peers out and looks very confused to see you.
Hello. I have something for you and for Gladys.
Hold on a second. And closes the door again. And you hear just like this from inside this, you know, like back and forth whispering. And he comes back over and opens the door, and everybody is like sitting with like the steepled fingers at the table, just staring at you as you come in. It's a, you know, this entire table full of vampires. And Gladys is sitting at the head, looking as put together as she can be in like a magenta power suit.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Love it.
John's in another place, and he feels that.
The polyester has such a wonderful sheen to it.
She looks at you and looks like she's trying to be, you know, managerial and on top of it. And come on in, please, and sit.
Oh, thank you. So I come in, and it's like, I sit, but really on the very edge of the chair.
Yeah.
I don't sit fully.
And I'm gonna do that like bodyguard thing where you stand like just behind and to the right of someone. When she sits down, it's like, just cross my arms.
And Gladys's eye twitches a little bit, but she manages to keep her cool. You have some sort of information?
Well, yes, because I think it would be rude to come to someone's home without a housewarming gift.
Oh, I don't, make no mistake, I do not live in the sewer.
I meant the central meeting place is your group's home, so to speak. I was being metaphorical. Anyway, the gift is this. Reyna just left the Eagle Eye just now, not 5 minutes ago. She should be quite easy to find.
And Gladys stands up and, like, puts her hands on the conference table, you know, leaning forward very much, you know, again, that sort of managerial thing, but also looking very, almost hungry. And she goes, why are you telling me this? We're not friends.
I know, but I don't like seeing this sort of discord. I like harmony, and I want to see harmony brought to the city. And that color is lovely for you, by the way.
Straightens herself up. Well, I'm glad you see reason. Somebody has to.
Of course. We are kindred. We must work together.
I'm willing to consider trusting you, but, and she looks at Isha, I want an apology from her.
For?
Getting in my way.
My dear Gladys, I am so, so sorry that my elbow got in the way of where your jaw was the other night. I'm sure it absolutely will not happen again.
Fine. Well, if you'll excuse us, we have some business to attend to. And she nods at everybody around the table, and they all stand up and start filing out.
Okay.
And Josiah stops next to both of you and kind of gives like a thumbs up, like he's pretty excited that this is all working out and he's having a great time.
We need to try to make sure Josiah makes it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I give Josiah the slow wink.
Yeah. And they all file out, but it's that like hurried, like awkward, you know, fast walking thing. Like they're trying to look professional, but like as soon as they get like out of the room, they just take off and they scatter like rats. And flicker out of sight, and you hear the manhole cover up above open and close.
What a doorbell.
Well, I guess we go rendezvous with the others.
Maybe we should stop and take a shower first, or seven.
I think that's a good idea, and thank you, Isha. I know that apology was difficult.
She wouldn't know an actual apology if it laid down and licked her boots. So it'll be fine. But thank you. I appreciate you looking out.
All right. So we've got Nosferatu chasing after Reyna. We've got werewolves that are partying and getting ready to storm the castle the next day. What would you guys like to do with the rest of your evening?
Well, Isha and I do go back to my place so that we can shower.
Fair.
We're just partying with the werewolves, I guess, for a while.
Yeah. I guess until they kick us out.
Yeah.
They don't seem eager to kick you out. They're having a great time. I don't know. Is John sharing the cocaine around?
Yes, because nothing like werewolves jacked up on cocaine when they attack someplace. I mean, why not? Let's see what happens.
I protect Tyler, though, because I don't want him to be fed on by John. I'm like, you should just stick with
I'm not me. Gonna feed on any of these people because we're
oh yeah
you no. partners.
We need them.
Yeah, no, we yes. need
we need them. No, I wouldn't it. Do that. No.
Yeah. Just Tyler's drink. Already got his own stuff that he's, you know, eager to imbibe.
Okay.
Just boozing it up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we established Tyler was the one that was getting real high.
Oh
yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm boozing
he's
it
my
up.
Favorite.
Whatever. I'm just taking it all in.
And he's very happy to see you again, Dia.
Ah, yes. Well, how, you know, if he's lucid enough for conversation, I'm just like asking questions I know he can't answer, but I just think he's so cute when he's just,
yeah.
just an idiot.
Lucid enough.
You're like, boop.
I don't actually have anything specific on my mind. It's like, don't get killed tomorrow, okay? We should, Do you like roller skating?
Yeah, roller skating's okay, but like, there's nothing quite the same as like running out on all fours.
You know, the way you make it sound, I'm willing to try it. That was kind of sexual. I didn't mean that. I wanted it to be innocent.
And he gives you this like big lopsided grin.
Pet him, even though he's not real. I'll just pet him. Like, you are just he's so cute.
Maybe we could try it sometime.
I don't actually roller skate, so now I'm like, oh shit, I have to learn.
No, I meant the running on all fours thing.
I just like blush.
He gives you another like big, just lopsided puppy dog grin.
Oh my gosh, can I just like giggle and be just a goofy, seemingly 19-year-old right now? Nothing useful is going to come out of this. I'm just like, you're so cute.
Oh, you call yourself a himbo and it's the best.
Yes, I am. So, never had this when I was alive.
He probably has a lot of questions for you after that too, that are getting more and more flirty in nature.
Ooh, awesome. Well, this is a great ally, I'm sure. Very useful ally for the future. Stoner werewolf, yeah.
At some point while the two of them are partying, I'm going to take a slip out the door and go look for someone who is way too confident to be walking in a park by themselves.
Oh, okay. Boy.
You're going to find somebody, especially out in the Hollywood Hills, and they're walking their Pomeranian.
Is it a dude or is it a woman or who?
It's a woman walking her Pomeranian.
And older, younger?
Younger. Looks very confident being out and about, taking her dog to the park at a real weird hour.
Do I know that she's human, or do I sense that she's something more?
Human.
Okay. So I'm going to approach her from head on. Like, I'm going to go around, and as she's walking towards me, you know, I don't want to come up from behind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as I'm passing, I go, Carol, is that you?
Carol? Carol, oh. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's dark out. I thought you were a friend of mine. It was...
honest mistake. It's fine.
Now that I see you more clearly, you're obviously much better looking than Carol was. do you come walking this late usually?
Oh, I just, I work weird hours. It's fine.
Oh, what kind of work do you do?
Put me on the spot. I work at a club.
Which one?
If you knew the name of the club, you would probably figure out what I do, and I just like, oh God, I'm a stripper, okay?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that profession.
I know, but people are judgy about it, and I just...
I'm a tall, dark, and handsome Italian in the middle of the night. I'm not judgy about such things.
Well, when you put it that way.
Can I walk with you?
She kind of shrinks back a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I upset you?
Just laying it on a little thick, friend.
Well, yes, I'm sorry. I don't judge you. Which club do you work at?
I work at the Peppermint Porcupine. I'm sure you get the gist of the name.
I've heard of that place before, yes. So, let's see. Because she shrunk back at my natural charm, I'm going to try and do... It's called Demination. Dementation. And it's a subtle power. Basically, during casual conversation, I can make her inner demons bubble up, eventually drowning out all rhyme or reason. The cost is a one rouse check per scene, and the dice are manipulation plus domination versus composure and intelligence.
Oh, okay. She doesn't have a ton of dice.
Let's see. So manipulation and what was it?
Did you say
domination?
Okay. Yeah.
Domination, right. So the actual thing. Okay, cool.
Oh, she rolled bad.
I get 7 dice.
She rolled. Oh, damn. She got no successes, so all you have to do is not suck. Well, or maybe suck, but like in a vampire way.
I got 2 successes.
All right. So inner demons start to bubble up.
Right. She starts feeling insecure about her job and everything else. And, you know.
Oh, no. She feels very secure about her job.
But like, whatever other things. And I just kind of let her stew in that.
I just wanted to go to college. And I don't know about if that's going to happen anymore. And I have this fucking dog that I don't know. Why did I get a Pomeranian?
Oh, sweetheart, it's okay. Look, let me take you someplace and we'll have a drink. And college is still within reason. And I'm sure the dog is nice enough. Come on, come with me. We'll go back someplace less okay. In the open and with drinks.
Yeah, I like drinks are good, but just I don't want to. Can we just not go to the Porcupine right now?
I wasn't planning on that.
Okay.
Why would I want to take you there?
No.
You don't go to your place of work when you want to unwind. No, of course not. You don't need to go to the Porcupine. All we'll do is talk.
All right. Let's. Okay. Where do you want to go?
That's a good question. I take her back to Maria's place.
Okay.
Because I know that even if I do something bad, Maria will let me off the hook at some point.
And you get there. She's like, this is I don't think it's a bar. Maybe it is.
It's okay.
Is the dog with you?
Yes.
It's all right.
Reginald, the Pomeranian. Reginald.
We'll let it go. Look, just Reginald can look around and let me get you a drink. And her stable of people is there, right?
Well, I think Isha and I are there because we were showering.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is even better.
Can we say Maria's still in the shower?
It's up to you.
Maria?
It's up to you guys.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Isha, I didn't realize you would be here. This is my friend. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Becky.
This is Becky.
Why, hello, Becky.
Hi. Sorry, I'm not usually like...
She's feeling a bit down, and I'm trying to help her, feel better.
I'm sure. You poor, poor thing. And I let go to wipe off the side of her face, and it is just as creepy as it sounds.
You're so sweet to me, and I don't have any like lady friends really, because then it's just I didn't make friends at work because it's awkward.
Look, just let me put my things down and I'll get you a drink. And I purposely put the cocaine on the table with whatever, and I go and get her a drink, but I put it in front of her so she can see it.
Yeah.
And go get a drink. Does she go for the cocaine or ask?
She's definitely looking at it, but she's also very, like, her face is just wet from tears. And she's just, like, she's looking at it, but she's also not sure. And just, she's questioning all of her life choices.
Look, do you want a hit? A bump, as they say.
Yeah, that might be nice, I guess.
Go ahead. Help yourself.
Okay.
Under my breath to Isha, where is Maria?
She's going to come out of the bathroom any minute. You might want to do whatever you're doing fast and try not to get any blood on the couch. I'm pretty sure it's worth more than your entire wardrobe.
I don't know about that. My suits are very expensive. I will say that I don't plan on killing this girl. I just needed a bit of a pick-me-up. So... give me a moment.
I will go run interference with you for a few minutes.
Oh, you're a lovely person. Thank you. So I try to get her jacked up as much as I can on coke and then feed.
Okay. It's not difficult.
Okay. And so then I feed, but I want to make her pass out so I can take her somewhere else and have her wake up with Reginald. And then that's it.
Okay. So you're able to do that. She blacks out. You've had enough of her blood for that. Where are you taking her to drop her off?
The Peppermint Porcupine, is it still open or is it closed for the night? Is it late enough to be closed?
It's late enough to be closed.
So I'm going to leave her in the back at the back door with the dog tied to her wrist, like the leash tied to the wrist so that she can't get away. And if there is a light above her, I'm going to unscrew the light so that no one can see her. So basically, I'm trying to hide her the best I can so that she'll be safe until she wakes up and then leave.
And you hear a voice behind you.
Oh, shit. What?
Oh, John.
God damn it. What are you doing here?
I think the better question is, what are you doing here?
I'm dropping off a nice young lady after a good meal.
I sincerely doubt that's the case. And if you think you can fool your own sire, you've got another thing coming.
All right. So let's say that I'm enjoying some refreshment as well. What do you want? What can I do for you?
I want what I always want.
I don't have the gear for that right now, or the space for it.
Oh, John, you just... I worry about you sometimes. I worry about you a lot.
I find that hard to believe. I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm just passing through town.
Okay, where are you headed?
To wherever it is that you call home.
Right now, that's up in the air due to the local prince and his proclivity to... cause me headaches. You know, Vikings.
Yes, I do know.
They were annoying in the 900s, and they're annoying now.
We could always go find somewhere together.
I have just enough cocaine in me to find that attractive. Yes, let's make a mistake.
And she smiles and takes your hand, and that's where we're going to end.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Wow.
What? Yeah, so...
I'd like to point out that I left the stripper alive.
Yes. That was very nice.
If you got blood on Maria's carpet, she's going to be upset.
I know. Like the reverse of Weekend at Bernie's.
So thank you all for joining us for episode 8 of Unquiet Blood, a game of Vampire 5e. I am and will continue to be your GM, Mac Beauvais. You can find me on the internets as at Strange Like That, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks. You can also find me over at Happy Jack's RPG playing games occasionally. And I have such great players, and I'm going to let them tell you where they can be found, starting with Pooja.
Hello. You can find me on the Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl. And on pretty much all the other socials as Forgotten Saves. You can also hear more of me playing RPGs on Happy Jack's RPG and occasionally on It's Probably Okay's Twitch and YouTube channels.
Hello, I'm Saint, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV, SaintSpiderTV. And I also stream on Twitch occasionally, and my Twitch handle is twitch.tv/SaintSpider. Yeah, hope to see you there.
Hey, y'all. Jay Holtham here. You can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham in all the usual social places. You can also find me on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel and YouTube channel, and sometimes over at Happy Jack's.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis. You can find me on Twitter at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG, or if you subscribe to BattleBards.
Hey, this is Wes. You can find me at Plate Mail Games. As Michelle said, you can find audio on BattleBards or DriveThruRPG. For the show, you can help us out in three ways. You can give us a review, give us a shout out on social media, or come join us at Patreon, or do all three. That would be awesome, where you can get early access. And also, we have a show over there called Agents Dossier that is quite bananas. Thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you, Mac, for running. As usual, so much fun. And we look forward to the next... we only have 2 episodes left, so how this is going to wrap up is going to be pretty insane. So we'll talk to you all later. Bye.
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 Bye.